We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis joining me here as well. And if you miss any of In Focus, we have these up on our website shortly after the program at newsradiokman.com. Just check the on-demand section. We had Crystal Malchos and Lisa Kenworthy on from the Health Department, and Dee McKee and Jack Alston earlier in the program. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, we've got a lot of different guests coming here the next couple days. We've got Teresa Baker from Housing Credit Counseling going to join us. We'll have Rich Vargo, Riley County Clerk, talking a little bit about what the elections might look like here later this year, and Tim Sharp, Mayor of Riley, as well, scheduled for tomorrow. I know we'll have Senator Jerry Moran. He'll be joining us at 8 o'clock on Thursday. So we're getting really just one thing that's happened the last few weeks is our schedule is changing pretty fluidly, quite a bit. A lot of guests coming in, and we really appreciate them keeping us updated here on KMAN.
Certainly. I mean, there's so many things that we have been hearing here lately, and this is, you know, this is a challenge if you're in an elected capacity or if you're in some sort of administrative capacity with any governmental entity right now. It's probably the greatest challenge that hopefully that they will ever face. And I say hopefully will ever face, meaning I hope they never have another great challenge like this again. You know, it had been floods around here locally. Some of the other great challenges of the past have been economic fallout from various things when Fort Riley left, and then an effort to make sure that Fort Riley stayed here. There's been a number of things that we have seen here and withstood challenges. And this is one, obviously, where I think I get this gut feeling that people are starting to see that there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you, you know, the news that came out earlier this morning, the Washburn has decided that they will have classes on campus, face-to-face, students, faculty, and hopefully, you know, there will be some, obviously, there's probably going to be some changes in protocols. You know, we don't know what Kansas State University is going to do. We don't know, we haven't heard anything out of any of the Regents schools. Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Nebraska have all said they're gearing up for having classes on campus come fall semester. And keep our fingers crossed that that is something that, A, will happen, and B, will happen safely. And one of the things that, you know, I think that there's a great amount of concern that, you know, if you get too soon on this ramp, that, you know, there could be another round of coronavirus challenges ahead.
Yeah, no question. You know, yesterday is the most optimistic I've been here probably in the last 5 weeks, just hearing the messages coming from the state.
And I think that a lot is going to matter around here locally with what Governor Kelly does here later this week, when it's expected that she will let the current stay-at-home order end, but leave it up to local municipalities and counties to make decisions on what steps to take next.
And if you were listening earlier, Lisa Kenworthy said that that most likely will be coming Thursday from the governor.
Right, yeah. So, you know, we had had a terrific conversation with Steve Land from Wamego today, from the Wamego Health Center. He's also the president of the Wamego Chamber of Commerce, and we got some great perspective from him. This task force, I think, is going to be interesting to see, you know, and I think the thing that they just all want to be on the same page. And, you know, it can be very confusing for the public in general if there's a lot of things that are done independently and separately and catch people off guard. And I think people just want to see, want to move forward, but want to do so safely, productively, and hopefully with a mindset of, you know, hey, we've got to make sure that we take some necessary precautions.
Yeah, no, absolutely, because, you know, we're a region here. We travel, you know, through our region, Wamego, Manhattan, mm-hmm. Junction City. So if Junction City is doing the same thing that Wamego is doing and Manhattan's following suit, things will be a lot smoother.
Well, I mean, there's just, you know, a few miles difference between the two, mm-hmm. or between the three. And, you know, there's a lot of connectivity, not just by roadways, within the, you know, the three counties, you know. And I think I was disappointed yesterday to hear about the loss of life due to coronavirus in Clay County. If I remember right, Clay County had their first positive before we had one here. And I don't know if that was that same individual or not. They haven't released any of that information. But, you know, that makes it a little bit more real.
Yeah.
So we'll have Julie Gibbs on this afternoon at 5 o'clock with more updated information. So looking forward to hearing what she has to say. What's tomorrow again?
We'll have Teresa Baker from Housing and Credit Counseling. We'll have Rich Vargo, Raleigh County Clerk, and Tim Sharp, Mayor of Raleigh.
Okay. Rest of the program lineup for the day has the Clark Howard Show coming up on the other side of CBS News, then the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick and the Game, and we got Royals playback tonight here on KMAN. Have a great day. Keep safe. Keep healthy.